The Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is due to arrive in the Solomon Islands later today. In another sign, Beijing is intent on cementing security and commercial ties in the Pacific. The two-day visit follows the secret security pact signed between the two countries. The Honiara stop is part of a broader visit by the Foreign Minister to a number of Pacific Island countries. Dorothy Wickham is the editor of Melanesian News Network based in the Solomons. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I understand journalists there have been quite frustrated about the secrecy around this visit. What have you been told?
I think we basically heard about his visit through foreign media, and we've had no actual formal press release from the Prime Minister's office announcing this visit, as is usual. So we're going to even try and figure out what time today he lands.
So just explain to our listeners, normally when a foreign dignitary, particularly a foreign minister, visits, you know, journalists are told, a press release goes out, there's some notification. But with the Chinese foreign minister,
yes, that's right.
Nothing. You haven't been told a thing.
No, we haven't. The only thing that I've seen so far is a press statement coming out of the Prime Minister's office, I think it was a couple of days ago, with a picture of the Chinese ambassador sitting with the Prime Minister, and it's saying that he was updating and informing the Prime Minister of the visit, and no more details.
So. Okay. Well, that makes it pretty hard to, cover if it's going to be shrouded in secrecy. Is it clear what the purpose of the visit is?
Well, what we understand is here to finally sign the MOU. That is the security pact agreement, and maybe other documents that needs to be signed. And I'm hoping, as part of this process, that they will have a press conference, even though we haven't been officially told yet, of a press conference that will be held anytime.
Now, the opposition there in the Solomons has been raising concerns. There could be a draft communique that will also allow Chinese access to Solomons fisheries and seabed mineral resources. What have you heard about that?
Yeah, that's the talk that's been circulating here. The fact that it's also going to include not only seabed mining but fisheries, but it's also going to include aviation too. So there's no details at all about this. We haven't had any press statements come out of the Chinese embassy either.
How do locals feel about this visit and the prospect of deals like that?
You know, when the security pact was announced or leaked, you know, a month back, there was huge reaction from Solomon Islanders. This visit has had less of a reaction, to my surprise. I thought people were going to react more to this, but I think Solomon Islanders at this point, everybody's a bit fed up of the China issue now, so I think it's gone a bit quiet, and maybe when he lands on the ground, maybe the attention will pick up again, but right now it's a little subdued. Nobody's really thought. Everybody's more focused on the election in Australia to see what kind of government you all are going to put in place. And we've known now the results, and also what they're going to be saying about the Pacific. So that's been the attention. Penny Wong has come out very strongly saying she wants to have a better relationship with the Pacific. So that's also reflected on the ground in terms of how Solomon Islanders view Australia. I think everyone's a little bit more comfortable with what's happening politically in Australia, and so have sort of lost touch with this visit. And I think it's because the media ourselves, we are not really aware of it, so we are not covering this visit in advance. So I think that's where you can see the reaction on the ground is not as much as what happened with the announcement of the security pact.
Yeah, well, as you explained, it's a difficult one for journalists to cover, given the secrecy around it. But I'm interested in what you said about the attention on the Australian election that's just wrapped up here. That Solomon Islands security pact with China was a big feature of the election campaign here. So are you saying there's general happiness with the outcome of the election in Australia, that there's a view that the new Albanese Labor government will be better for the Pacific?
Well, I think that's the general feeling. Also, straight away, the language that has come out of Canberra after the new government was sworn in is very positive for the Pacific, and I think it will have a different mindset. It will affect the way Solomon Islanders would view this government. And the fact that we have been mentioned over and over again in this in your recent elections is something unusual. Well, which usually, you know, Australia, when it goes to election time, it's you're talking more your issues and not so much the Pacific. But this time round, there was a big difference. Huh? So that's, I think, what made Solomon Islanders take notice of the elections too.
Mm. Now, there were reports this week China is in talks with two other Pacific nations, including Kiribati, for a similar security pact that we've seen signed in the Solomons. Do you know much about that? And has there been any reaction to this?
Well, as you know, Solomon Islands has strong connections with Kiribati because we have a lot of Kiribati people who resettled in the Solomons in the 60s. But on the ground here, amongst the people, I haven't heard any talk of the agreement or knowledge of it. Or even, we only just found out too through the Australian media that he was going to go to Kiribati, you know, after the Solomons. This is why I'm saying to you, there's not much knowledge on the ground here. So reactions will be less. But I'm hoping when he lands on the ground and we start covering that visit, maybe the attention will increase.
You're a journalist who's been covering for some 35 years events in the Solomons and the Pacific. How would you describe to us what China is doing right now in the Pacific, in your judgment?
Well, I think, they've got a point to prove. That's how I view it. As you know, I was one of those who visited China, and I think that's basically the position they've taken in the Pacific. They want to prove that their kind of aid would be much better for the Pacific. And I've seen that here happen here in the Solomons. And they're not going to be taking things on a slow and easy pace, obviously, from what they've done here in the Solomons. I know they've done other big infrastructure around the Pacific. So I think it's a show of, you know, we can do this, and I think we can do it better than our Western partners. That's the attitude they've taken, I think.
Well, the great concern in Australia is, of course, that this security pact is going to lead to some form of military base, naval base in the Solomons built by China. Is that your view, that this is where it's ultimately heading?
I've actually been asked that question before, and I've also said this before. To build a military base here, I mean, if you had come in, say, in the 80s, 90s, I think that would have been a possibility. But then now, with more awareness amongst landowners about development issues and land access and their rights to dictate what goes on their land, I think it's going to be a little bit tough for that to happen. But I'm not ruling it out. You know, you just never know. If it comes to money, people make weird choices.
That can be said on so many fronts. Dorothy, good luck covering what is a difficult visit to cover. We look forward to your reports. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That's Solomon Islands journalist Dorothy Wickham, and you're listening to RN Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.